a film is an art form, so it's a matter of who's watching it and the taste they have. I learned early on that evaluating a film is just like looking at a painting. One person can absolutely love it, and that's when think, oh, it doesn't work for me. So, but the diversity of our film selections is so different across the board. There's something that's quite massive about all the different tastes that we've got in the films each year.
And because it's the pandemic, the presentation is different. We're being able to see the films virtually and also on site, including a new site.
Yes, we've got not only the Tibbs Drive-In Theater that we started out with during the Short Festival in July, but this year we've got Connor Prairie. And that is going to be, you know, we like to brag and say everybody's going to the film festival for the great films, which they are great films. But I think there's a certain group of people that likes checking out those drive-in theaters. And I think Connor Prairie, because of the great reputation it has in our community, people are going to go there to see our big blow-up screen that we've done. We got a 40-foot blow-up screen that's going to be very impressive.
One of the highlights of the festival every year are the big opening nights and the closing nights. Are those things still happening?
Not only opening night and closing, but the centerpiece film, all three of those will be at the Tibbs Drive-In. Oh, and I might just add, if you pull in your car, you can drive right across the red carpet and get your photo taken right in your car. So red carpets are for the automobiles this year as you go by and wave and get your photo taken.
What are some tips when it comes to watching these films? How do we stay as open and interested as possible as we see different topics and subjects that maybe we're not familiar with?
I'm going to point out two of our centerpiece films that are documentaries. I think there's so many things that we can learn from documentaries. We don't all have to agree on certain political issues or religious positions, but the art of film can inform us of so many different things that at least it might allow us to sit back and go, I've got to think about what they just presented here. We've got, though, two films for the centerpiece. The Killing of Richard Chamberlain is going to be, I predict, an audience favorite. As shocking and as disturbing as it may be, I believe our audience, because we've got such a great, sophisticated film viewing audience here, I think they're going to love it. And then our film department, just as of yesterday, secured the new documentary called MLK/FBI. And it's all about the harassment that FBI did on Martin Luther King. And I think those are going to be two very popular films.
What have you learned this year being able to pivot the festival to offer it virtually and then at these drive-in locations?
I think there's certain things we've picked up, like our online screening, like the drive-in screenings, that I think even though if we were to go back to some type of normalcy next year, I think there's a lot of these things that will be carried over that will be repeated.
Thank you, Craig, so much. And we wish you more success with this year's festival.
Thank you very much. You'll always tell everybody I'll see them at the movies, but I'll just be watching them from my best seat in the house.
In our own home, huh?
In our own home. I keep telling everybody I've already got the best seat in the house, but if you want to get your tickets and passes right now, you could get the best seat in your house.